Welcome back to Smell You Later.
Your favorite podcast. The end.
The end. We have many, many new things in front of us. I think we're just going to do like a rapid fire catch up episode and sort of chat through all of the new, fun, sexy releases. There's a lot here. A lot that we can finally talk about.
I know. I think I need to start just like putting a post-it note on bottles with the embargo date.
You do. I need to buy you a big red stop sign post-it note that just has like the date so we know. But in fairness, I did have to review a couple things before I came over just because I was like, there's really a lot here.
I kind of just assumed if I get it this week, I probably can't talk about it for a month.
Yeah, lots happening. Lots happening in perfume. Wow, lots of launches. These are all mass launches. So perfume talk, get the sniper off our foreheads. I don't care. I love, you know, obviously the niche community, but it's just like doing what we do. It's...
What ends up at our doorstep
are not the shit that smells like coffins and corpses. Like, I'm sorry. I appreciate it. I love it. But like being an editorial, this is what happens. And
also, I feel like it creates its own ecosystem like hierarchy.
Go on.
Just because like that's all of social media. Someone talks about this, it pops off. And everyone starts talking about that because they're like, I heard about this viral blah, blah, blah. And then it becomes about that thing. Simply because everyone's talking about it. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, what?
Well, and niche and mass are the same thing anymore. There is no niche. The niche is mass. But we're not ready for that conversation, are we? I am.
If people only knew how much money it costs to launch a niche brand.
Yeah, a quote unquote niche brand.
Niche artisanal brand. Holy moly.
Yeah. And baby, these are products.
Yeah.
Come on. Anyway.
Commercial products. It's fine.
We're here to smell cute and have fun.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful Saturday in New York City. We hope it's a beautiful day where you're listening to this.
We're the vibes forecast.
We're the vibes forecast.
Oh my gosh. Where do I want to start? There's so much.
Sable, what do you smell like today?
Excellent place to start. I smell like the new Valentino Vendetta.
Okay. I guess we're kicking this off.
Yeah, the Donna. They do like a Uomo and Donna. I like that they keep it Italian. They keep it 100 in Italian.
I know.
Cento.
I know that you said these were allowed, but I'm just
they're allowed. Okay. I literally.
You are an unreliable narrator.
That's fair. I looked at my emails before we recorded.
All right, fine.
There is no stated embargo date.
Oh wait. Oh.
In fact. Let's go to the Valentino Beauty.
These are the only ones that I like did not quite check.
Let's see if it's on.
Yeah, it's out. Okay. Fine. I'm eating my words.
Yes, it is on the Valentino Beauty Instagram.
All right, we're good.
We may speak upon it, which is our job as voices of media. Anyway, so this was billed to me. Let me.
So this is a new Valentino fragrance collection.
Yes,
this
it's is new IP.
This is finally apart from the Born in Roma collection, which is very big, very
over it.
Okay, all right. Very big, very viral. The girls love it. But this is a new franchise called Vendetta.
Yes. I love the name.
Well,
I mean, I wrote a book called Die High with a Vengeance.
I know, but I don't love that it's like a very, very heavy nod to V for Vendetta.
Yeah, no, you're, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I do love the name
it's
Vendetta,
it's a little campy.
Though, sort of apart from this.
For sure. So this was billed as a floral gourmand woody, and I was kind of fully expecting to be bored by it. And on immediate first spray, I was swooshed back to elementary school, visiting my older cousin, who was like the cool hot girl. Shout out Melissa, my Puerto Rican cousin, which I was entirely too old when I realized we weren't biological cousins.
I didn't mean to be an idiot, but I was like, how do you have a Puerto Rican cousin?
I didn't realize for the longest time we were not biologically related, even though she's a completely different race.
I was like, that's probably a question I can't
ask. I was like,
yes,
my Puerto Rican cousin, of course. And she had the gold hoop. She had the slick back. She was so glamorous to me. And she wore, my memory might be foggy, but I'm pretty sure it was the original Jean Paul Gaultier with like the Vavumba, the like shapely womanly bottle.
The dress form.
And this smells so similar to that. Not scent profile build necessarily, but it is this velvety, nectary, amber floral that reads so 90s hot girl to me. Back when everyone was wearing fresh aquatic, all the Gap scents, all the CK1s, these types of scents were always the bad girl scents in my experience.
I like that, but it doesn't, to me, smell 90s for the sake of nostalgia.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. I did read in one of these, I got like 50 press releases.
If you don't tell me what the build is, I'm going to drop dead in front of you. I'm dying to know what's in this. It's really nice. This is my first time smelling it.
I will tell you. But This is apparently a reimagining of an iconic scent from 1991 through Valentino, which is cool. I was actually thinking the bottle looks almost like 80s.
Yeah.
It's just like a rectangle square with an embossed V, and the cap is just a black plastic cylinder that's like pleated. The pleated cap is apparently like a nod to the something something of the fashion part of Valentino.
If this debossed V was gold, I feel like it would be totally 80s,
yeah,
don't you think?
Yeah.
But I like this.
I love how
lot.
Vintagey it looks without being, you know, campy. Okay, so I will tell you the build. It is made by Dominique Rapion. Shout out. Red Orange Nectar Accord, Tuberose, Osmo Bloom, TM, so we know that's a captured, and Sandalwood. And that is all they say.
Wow.
And we know there's like a bunch of other shit
of course.
But like that's just what they're calling out.
This definitely is an amber floral, but not in the way that everything is an amber floral right now. It's really...
It's like a throwback amber floral.
Juicy.
Yeah.
Okay, can I say something?
Say it.
This is... In the Die Hard with a Vengeance cinematic universe.
It is.
It's brighter and juicier.
Yes.
But it's like the youthful, happy version.
Yeah. I was also thinking, I feel like this is almost the like dark twin to Paradox.
Totally.
Yeah. Like if you love Prada Paradox, I think you're going to really like Vendetta. Two houses, both alike in dignity.
You should release a layering combo of body sprays, one called Die Hard, the other with a Vengeance.
Wait, that's so brilliant.
It's a free idea for you.
Oh my God, I've been wanting to hit up Joey, but he's literally getting married this week. So I was like, let me not. I know you're so busy getting married, but me. Tynan, what do you smell like today?
I'm smelling the male Omo, and I'm like so
Let's talk about the Womo.
Can you just tell me what's
okay,
in it?
Okay.
I'm smelling the boy version.
Okay. Vendetta Womo, a woody, spicy, gourmand fragrance.
There are two genders, by the way. Sorry.
Okay. Blending sparkling ginger, warm cinnamon liquor accord, and modern carnal woods for an addictive skin-like trail. I disagree with all of that. This to me is like a man who will lie to you and steal your money.
Well, they all will. Wait, read that again. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm listening, I swear to God.
Blending sparkling ginger, warm cinnamon liquor accord, and modern carnal woods. More specifically,
ginger, cinnamon.
They call out, ginger, CO2, Italian citrus, cinnamon liquor accord, patchouli essence, and carnal woods.
I was kidding about the gender thing, just if you're a new listener, obviously.
This just kind of smells like a toxic mel.
It's,
I need to give it a chance on skin, obviously, because that changes the whole game, but like on a blotter, it is just, it's giving like mall, male.
It's really freaking me out, to be honest.
It's giving me vintage in a bad way.
It's a lot of ginger, but it does have that sort of aftershavey 80s overtone of like a classic men's scent derogatory.
Yes. Yeah.
I can try this on skin because it has that round, not ambery, but ginger vibe to it. That's sort of
it's got the aromatics. For
sure. It's like the nucleus of it. I'm not getting cinnamon. I'm sure I'm getting ones. Yeah. I'm going to give a big on that one.
Yeah.
But I'll wear these both on skin to give them a try.
I'll have to spray it on my boyfriend and be like, psst, psst.
Sorry, I sidebarred us.
He's like my guinea pig with any non-gendered fragrances, which is all of them.
Good, aren't they all?
Tynan, what do you smell like today?
There's so much in front of us right now that I was like, well, I can't wear any of that. I just want to smell like something new. I'm wearing Pandan by De Grey.
Oh my God.
And
that sounds so cute.
So I didn't know until recently that like people don't appreciate when other people wear super gourmand scents in the summer.
Who?
I don't know.
Who
but
said
I,
that?
I keep hearing people say that, to which I say,
shut up.
So this is, so I've worn a couple of the De Grey fragrances, many of which I like, and I find them to be an uncomplicated and bold expression of whatever idea they're building.
Okay.
Take that however you like. I also find them pretty enjoyable.
Yeah.
I definitely get the wear that I'm looking for out of a fragrance.
Yeah,
I'm so tired of things just like burning away after 3.5 hours. So appreciate that. Sable, what is Pandan?
It is a dessert from Southeast Asia. Let me correctly say this.
I didn't mean to put that on you.
I know what it is, but I don't know how to explain it, you know? Pandan is a tropical plant with fragrant bright green leaves, often called the vanilla of Southeast Asia. Sure.
Cool. Okay.
It's green.
It's green.
It's the pistachio of Asia. No, just kidding.
So the top is bread and coconut milk. The mm-hmm. heart is pandan tincture and sandalwood. And the base is pine resin and vanilla waffle.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's all those things. I actually think, I mean, shocker, it's getting better with time. It's has a lot of depth to it. Like when you first sprayed it on, it's pretty sticky sweet and very yeasty. It has that like,
yeah,
this is a shitty parallel, but like that yeasty sugar cookie Bath and Body Works note. Yeah. Not that sweet, but definitely that fluffy. Mm-hmm. And then by now it's getting, I actually like it a lot more that it's been like maybe 2 hours. It's getting almost, well, the pine resin. Yeah, it's getting like a little resinous.
Ooh.
Can you smell it at me? Yeah.
It's actually really nice.
Yeah. So, okay. So I kind of...
It's almost like a little bit grassy and like vetivery.
All right. To be honest, I came in here with a bitch-ass attitude about it, but now it's like I'm changing my tune. Yeah. Really, really nice. I really like De Grey. They are... I don't think I'm speaking out of turn in saying that they are a sister brand of KST.
Yes. Yeah. I think they did a couple KST scents. I read that on their website.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, like them a lot. I would be down to have them on the show.
I would be down too. I think they're based in Vietnam, so you got to work on that time difference.
Yeah. And thank you to Nail Job again for being the plug, for getting me these. They sent me and Sable many, many bottles, and we are very grateful. Definitely like one of the things I've been most excited to wear my way through and like continue to discover this year. Like KST was great, and I'm really liking De Grey. Mm-hmm. I have one more from them. I think it's called Oud Altar or something of the sort, but not in this hot weather. That's where I draw the line. That's where I'm no fun. We have a lot to get through.
Okay.
Smell this and tell me what you think. We are starting with Lore Lil Softy.
You know...
Let me smell it on you.
It smells like the concept art. It's a little sharp because I just sprayed it, but... Yeah.
So Lore Lil Softy is all about cashmere cereal musk, milk. Cereal milk, lots of that.
I actually get the like fruity pebbles of it all. Uh-huh. There's like a teeny hit of lemon... Like a soft lemon.
I'm glad you said that because I totally agree.
You get like a little bit of the starchy lemon note that to me is immediately like Fruit Loops. Mm-hmm. So it really does give breakfast cereal.
It's funny because
interesting name choice then.
I think like it's going to, again, this is not, not a new idea.
Yeah.
I think it's going to pull differently on different people because I keep hearing the same notes like repeated differently, which I think is really interesting. Lil Softy is your yummy, I hate that word, your yummy cashmere cocoon. It opens sweet, lactonic, and bright with top notes of pink pepper, cereal milk, wrapping you in a skin-close ambery musk of ambroxan, clean cottons, and this is a mess.
What?
It's essentially, cashmere, sweet lactons, pepper, cereal milk, musk, ambroxan, clean cotton. I like it a lot.
It smells like Fruit Loops. In a good way.
To me, it is more cashmere musk, like a sweet musk, which I really like. I mean, plot twist, me liking anything sweet, but I really like, you know what it's not dissimilar to?
What?
Summer Mink.
Really?
It's different, but I feel like it lives in the same sweet musk
world.
Yeah,
I could see that.
This is more citrusy.
Yeah.
I wish I was getting maybe a little bit more cereal milk, but also I think they have... approach it in a way that's not super juvenile. I really do get a lot of citrus on top, though.
I am curious. I feel like we've had a little cluster of cereal milk, specifically nostalgic breakfast cereal scents coming out. Obviously, Sniff.
Yeah.
Who else? There was definitely somebody else. I mean, we just have a lot of milk in general coming out right now. Mm-hmm. Everything is milk.
So
like Lore.
With the Lore of it all, I know that we've had this conversation privately, but this is a little bit of a left turn in a way that I didn't see coming. I think it, not to get all brand strategist, they dropped with this collection of four fragrances and the whole Lore world felt very not going with the trends, the antithesis of allegedly of like the Fleur and Kayali almost too abstract for its own good.
Way too abstract.
I feel like none of the copy makes any sense.
Beautiful
like
gowns.
Yeah. I mean, like, beautiful gowns. But I like the kooky take on everything, but I think they got a little too weird and lost any message for the consumer, which, fine, whatever, but that's a choice. Anyway, that to say that following it up with a cereal milk drop is a little like, I guess someone told you to follow one of those trends, huh?
Yeah.
I like it. I think, we're still pretty early in the lifespan of Lore, so maybe this isn't the full story. I think this is a really easy, likable scent. No shade.
Yes.
You know?
It is funny because this feels exactly like the Fleur playbook now, is like make a scent surrounding a very specific visual and nostalgic scent memory.
And with a very trending note.
Yes.
I think that's where the dissonance for me comes in, you know? Uh-huh. Yeah. It's like, wait a minute, this is everything that you said you weren't.
Yeah.
So what is the truth?
I'm trying to remember, did they say they were anti-trend, like, explicitly?
Well, I mean, no, but did you they don't just have say to, a lot like, of explicitly stuff. State yeah. something to have sure. it be, okay. you know, the vibe.
So there's room for, like, I never said that.
Yes. Yes. It just feels, but, like, again, you don't need to have mm-hmm. a manifesto to get a message
I think they were trying
across.
To be playful. Like, I think all of their things are trying to be playful, but I think it's almost as though it's like they're trying to create a mass brand that's incredibly elevated. Mm. But I don't think that's what the mass market wants. Mm. You know?
I mean, I think
and this speaks more to the mass market.
Yeah, I think there's a way to do that for sure. And I just, you know, I appreciate a brand that wants you to think that they're throwing out the playbook. But you don't launch all Sephora doors without a playbook. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But like, as you were saying, their language is so abstract that the messaging is so unclear.
It's nonsense.
And like, it's not to say that you have to talk down to your customer
of
and like
course.
Hit them on the head with stuff, but like, it's so abstract that when you're a new brand inviting people into your world and then the world is very just like sentences that could be like a haiku that doesn't mm-hmm. go anywhere, it's not really serving the customer. And I think that's where when you go elevated, I feel like the more elevated you go with brands, the more gobbledygook the language becomes.
at times, yes.
A lot of brands, especially fragrance brands.
And I'm not saying that,
makes no sense.
I'm not saying that you need to launch and like the first thing you say is the notes and the bill. Like, it's not that literal either. The most luxury thing you can do is say less. Mm-hmm. The best design is less design.
Yeah.
Like, Celine doesn't have any copy in their emails. Byredo has very little copy in any of their campaigns. And they're the most elevated brands because they're showing, not telling.
There's no air up there.
And they and like, I don't know. I see all this lore shit and I don't want to spend too much time on this. We already have. But I'm just sort of like, you're doing way too much trying to do little, mm-hmm. you know, and even the influencer content I've seen, the founder content I've seen, it all follows the same sort of like, I'm going to softly say four mysterious sentences and then show you the bottle. Yeah. And I'm like, you can create a vibe without like a riddle.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate you not being outrightly salesy, but like, I don't know. And then Lil Softy comes out and it's like, oh, so we're trying to get some revenue going, huh?
Even the name Lil Softy is like, what?
Yeah.
It hits the ear in a strange way.
It feels like, I guess, like a little disconnected.
Yeah, the whole really disconnected.
Lil Softy feels disconnected from lore, but at the same time, lore hasn't really built anything to connect to.
Sure.
Anyway, I like Lil Softy. I think people are going to love it. I would love it in body, too.
Yeah, I think I would not be surprised if this is their most popular scent. Mm-hmm. What else? Oh, okay.
We have said,
I have not heard anyone talking about this, and I'm kind of surprised.
Well, we're talking about it now. Okay. Megan Thee Stallion, coolest girl in the world, most beautiful person in the universe, has launched a scent called Hot Girl Summer.
Yes.
It is long overdue. I went to...
I am kind of just like, why didn't they do this during the Hot Girl Summer?
Because every summer is Hot Girl Summer, girl.
But some are more Hot Girl Summer than others.
No, not to me. I went to the launch event. Megan was there. And let me just tell you, she looks like that in person.
I believe it.
God made that face for makeup.
Oof.
Complimentary.
Ooh, that's so much more citrusy than I would have expected.
The event was cool because it was like not packed to the brim. It was a really easy, fun thing to be in. She was cool. It was just a nice, easy hang. But
did you get to meet her?
No, some people did. I didn't want to bum rush her, so I stayed back.
I will never approach a celebrity.
No.
It's the most New York thing about me.
No. I mean, she was there to be met. Don't get me wrong. But
even then, I feel like, no.
It was just a little like, I was like, oh. So the build sounds great. They sell this in as coconut milk on top, orchid in the middle, and vetiver at the bottom. So we all saw that going in, and then we smelled it, and we were like, are we smelling the same thing?
I get a lot of orchid.
I get a lot of, like, red berry.
Yeah.
You know? It's very sweet.
Very sweet. And it's giving me fruity floral, but, like, dark fruity floral.
Emphasis on fruit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I What I thought is interesting about this is they keep saying, like, the Orchid Vetiver Eau de Parfum. So it's like they're saying the notes, like, in the logo. You know what I mean? Oh, which is odd.
That is odd.
I don't know that I'm against it. I just haven't really seen it.
Yeah.
And for as much as they're pushing vetiver, this just smells like a shampoo, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I like it. It's really pretty.
I think on the dry down, you'll...
Yeah.
Some of the vetiver.
I think people are going to love it. It's really fun. The bottle's shaped like a flame. But what they sort of set it up as and what the final juice is, I feel like are far from each other. They even did like the isolates.
Oh.
And they all smelled amazing, especially the vetiver. It was like dark, deep, yeah. Resinous. I guess I was sort of expecting an approach not unlike the Fenty Parfum, where it was like really heady and deep.
Yeah.
And
I appreciated how kind of like dirty the Fenty Parfum was.
And unexpected.
Unexpected, yeah. Yeah,
definitely. This, yeah. I would say, is more expected. But I think people are going to love it. I love that she put her foot in fragrance. I can't wait to see what comes next. I think it's going to go crazy. I'm excited to see how
have
it goes.
I know your answer to this. Have you watched, even through clips that show the rise and fall of Reggie Dinkins, which is a Tracy Morgan show on Peacock, but Megan Thee Stallion is in it with Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe.
No.
And it's the funniest.
Is it?
Because he's like obsessed with her and she's like,
that's funny.
So funny.
No, I'd watch it for her alone.
Just watch the clips on YouTube. That's all you need.
Okay. Yeah. She's the coolest girl on the planet.
So funny. Like, I was like, put her in everything. Like, she's so charismatic on camera. She's so fucking funny.
I love her. Let's stay on the celebrity tip for 2 minutes.
Okay, yes. Okay.
Happy Petal release week, everyone. We're here to talk about Cloud Aurora.
Aura.
By Ariana Grande.
Do you think she planned it to release her on the same time?
Yeah, for sure. So, I'm taking my Ariana Stan hat off, and I'm taking my Cloud Stan hat off. Because my feedback is different than all of the feedback that I've heard, but I'm going to let you go first.
This, to me, smells at least like the original Cloud. And I miss the original Cloud in it. I think this, to me, is a very pretty floral, like musky floral. But it smells more similar to what's out there than what the original Cloud was. And I kind of miss that.
So here's what I think. First of all, how did we get here? We got here from Cloud Intense, which to me is exactly what it should be. It's just a more intense
Cloud. I loved Cloud Intense.
Yes,
yeah.
Same. They didn't throw another note in there and call it different. Like, they just cranked it up, which I appreciate. If you're going to do an intense, like, do
exactly.
that. And then they did Cloud Pink, which I like, but I do think it's too similar to Cloud.
Mm.
It smelled almost indistinguishable.
Interesting.
Now, I didn't want another one of those, and I think that Cloud Aura sits really nicely in the Cloud world while feeling different. So I've heard a lot of people say it doesn't smell like Cloud. It doesn't smell like it's too far away.
I detect the DNA of Cloud.
But
it is more Aura than Cloud.
I think this is a really nice flanker because it's in the same world. It's in the clouds, but it feels different. I think the woody base pulls up through this a lot more. And gives it a nice friction that I think a lot of the clouds don't have. So that's a nice differentiator.
That's interesting that there's not as much floral as I thought there would be in this.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. So they call out fluffy musk, sponge sugar, black currant, vanilla glazed petals. The fuck does that mean? Sandalwood, vanilla smoke, amber crystals, and blonde woods.
Mm-hmm. I think those base notes are doing a lot of heavy lifting.
They are.
Yeah.
They are.
I really like it.
And it kind of reminds me of the Vanilla Maud a little bit.
No. This actually smells very close to one of the newer Inicio fragrance releases.
Oh, I haven't smelled any of theirs.
I'd much rather smell this, to be honest. Yeah, they're very sweet, very sort of staticky. This is more down that road.
Mm-hmm.
I like it a lot. I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is, outside of Intense, I think this is the most successful cloud flanker that we've gotten. So
it's nice.
I love it.
I prefer the original, but this is nice.
Yeah, I mean, the original will always be her, but...
Her. Speaking of more celebrity scents.
Oh, yeah.
We have 3 new releases from everyone's favorite influencer, Kylie Jenner.
Listen, them Kardashians know what they're doing with fragrance.
Also, like, wait, I have to check... I do appreciate how uniquely shaped each of their scent releases are and how usually so affordable they are.
Yep. I mean, that's how you get the girls.
$68 for 50 mls. Not bad. Not bad.
Have you smelled these yet?
Yes.
Okay.
I was really interested in this. Obviously, the bottles are really cute. It's the Mood Stones collection. And the bottles are these very organic, pebbly shaped blobs. I love a blob. There's three of them: Cashmere Muse, Blushwood, and Velvet Brew. All of these are scent profiles that you and I think, love.
Yeah.
I love a skin scent. You love a coffee scent. I love a blushy wood. Sure, why not? And it's almost like it gave me what I expected to such a point where I was just like, whoa.
I think these are going to be hits.
Very popular.
Yeah.
They all kind of, with the exception of Velvet Brew, they do kind of give me things I've smelled before, almost in the Victoria's Secret fragrance universe. Like the bare vanilla of it all.
Yeah.
I think I was surprised at one of them, either Blushwood or Cashmere. I think Cashmere Muse was more fruity than I anticipated. Mm-hmm. It's so juicy for something called Cashmere Muse.
On my skin.
Yeah.
To me, it really... It is, again, another expression of the cashmere idea that I really like. It's a very sweet musk.
This is, like, super juicy. Oh, my God.
On the blotter, it's way juicier than on my skin. But
okay. I wore them on skin the other day.
Yeah.
And even I was surprised at how juicy it is. Okay, at the top for Cashmere Muse, they call it Bergamot Accord and Mandarin Blossom Accord. So, like, there you go. And then it's Ylang Ylang Oil, Frangipani Accord, Tonka Absolute and Salted Musk Accord, which I feel like the citrus with the ylang ylang is what's making it crazy sweet, but the dry down is really nice.
I love it. I think it's very now.
It's
really easy to wear.
Yeah.
I think it's just super, super nice. Blushwood gives us Apple Accord and Rose Accord, Honeysuckle Accord and Gardenia Accord, and Vanilla Absolute and Cedarwood. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about this one?
It's very pretty. This is the one that actually reminds me of the Victoria's Secret cinematic universe.
Yep.
It's very like sheer, gauzy, but there's this effervescent, sparkly musk.
I was struggling with this one on skin for a while because there was something that I couldn't pin down, something almost antiseptic for a while. And Kara called it like a Glade vibe. And I really got that. I will say that after like 4 hours, it finally gets somewhere that I'm like, okay, this is good.
Yeah.
It's almost like an early 2000s woody fragrance.
Yes.
In that, like, there's wood in there.
Yeah.
It's like a mall wood.
Yeah.
I like it. I think Cashmere Muse is definitely better. This one feels a little unruly to me. Mm-hmm. You know?
Okay.
And then Velvet Brew, the one I was most excited about and definitely the most surprised by. This is Hazelnut Accord, Plum Accord, Coffee Flower Accord.
I love this one.
Orange Blossom Accord. And then the base is Coffee Accord and Patchouli Oil. This one is really surprising.
Really good.
It's really good. It's really deep. It's really unexpected. It is so patchouli oil on me.
Very patchouli.
It's like...
Yeah. I'm actually surprised you like it that much because it's very patchouli.
I'm not sure that I do, but I like it.
But on the dry down, it softens a lot.
It's very bold. It reminds me of like a tincture you'd find in your friend's basement that like her mom used to wear.
Yeah.
It's very... very deep.
It's bold.
And certainly the least sweet of all of them.
Yes.
It's more warm, more round, lots of dark depth. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Not what I was expecting.
I'm glad it went that far in that direction.
I am too.
Because like nothing's more disappointing when something calls out in the name and in the visuals like something like coffee, something that we all are familiar with and know the smell of, and then it's like a really conceptual take on it and you're like, what?
Or like too sweet for its own good.
Yeah.
Which is where a lot of things are heading right now.
Yeah.
Not complaining. I also, you know, these, they haven't really said it, but I would venture that these were made to be layered. And when you sort of look at the collection, it's like, they're all beautiful on their own and wear really nicely on their own. But like the Cashmere Muse is the top notes. The Blushwood is the middle notes. And then Velvet Brew is definitely the base. So I can see these being pushed and pulled and layered in any which way. But
I
think those are really interesting and good. Sorry.
I feel like if anything, Cashmere Muse and Blushwood are scents that I have smelled before, but totally. I do think that Velvet Brew is the most unique.
I completely agree with you. I just like a a Cashmere Muse type of scent.
Same,
you know, it's like, okay, you don't need anything, but like, you know, if you have a little softy, you don't need Cashmere Muse. If you have Cashmere Muse, you don't need Summer Mink.
Yeah.
You know, depending on how far you want to go, I would even throw, like, this is the truther of it all, but Super Amber, you know, I would even, an outlier, much less sweet, much less like hot girl, but you know, sometimes you just want like a soft, staticky, sweet musk, and that really scratches that itch.
Yeah. I do not anticipate the Kylie Jenner brand ever releasing a Super Amber necessarily, because it's just too vacant. Her crowd wants the sweet. They want, you know,
the loud. The
they want the loud. The bold.
Cosmic is so bold.
So bold.
And so good.
Yeah. Again, I love the bottles.
Same.
They look crazy.
They know what they're doing.
Speaking of Super Amber, the newest release from Ellis Brooklyn that we're able to talk about is Vanilla Rice, which is, I guess, like another sequel to their Vanilla series, because I feel like they keep releasing. There's like Vanilla Salt, Vanilla... Let me not run my mouth without...
Well, they have Vanilla Skin.
Yes.
And they have Vanilla Sin.
Yes.
For...
Confusing.
Kind of body spray.
For a lot of people.
Uh-huh. Now Vanilla Rice. I feel like we're missing
Vanilla
one.
Milk.
Vanilla Milk.
Yeah.
Wait, do they have Vanilla Skin? No.
Vanilla Skin might have been Fleur.
It is Fleur, but...
And you know what? I don't think people should have similar names in that regard. Vanilla Man.
Vanilla Man. Embarrassing.
How could we have forgotten Vanilla Man?
How could we have forgotten Vanilla Man?
Worst superhero. They had a roll-on oil, Vanilla Santo.
Those oils were good.
They were pretty good. I kind of wanted them in body, not a little rollerball.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're kind of building out this vanilla universe. I mean, we have spoken at length about how much we love Vanilla Milk when it originally came out.
Yes, yes, yes.
I found myself really enjoying Vanilla Salts, thinking like, oh, this isn't a me fragrance. Bleh. And then like I'd smell it again, just because sometimes when I'm bored, I just go to my closet and smell shit. And every time I was like, oh, wait, this is so good.
It's good. It's not a me scent, but it's very good.
It's so comforting.
Yeah.
And again, it has this spaciousness within it that's not just like vanilla that like chokes you out.
Yeah.
And I guess that's like the salt probably. Yep. But Vanilla Rice was interesting because we've been seeing a lot of rice milk, rice scents in general that have that starchy quality. And now, you know, combining vanilla with rice, it was only a matter of time.
Well, I think that the milk of it all has given away to rice and mochi.
Yeah.
And I need to bake this thought a little bit more. But
when I started seeing oat milk accords, I was like, all right, pack it up.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like we took gourmands into a different sensorial territory when we got to milk. And then, you know, milk is not that far from the bakery. And it opens up that world of like all this shit. I mean, I'm wearing pandan, but I think after milk came starch.
Yeah.
You know, with the mochis, with a lot of rice fragrances. It's a texture play.
Yeah.
And like milk, I think people find textures of different sorts very homey. You know, I know that rice is very homey to many people. So I see the sort of like pipeline there, the milk to rice pipeline.
What's funny is like, as I'm smelling it now, if you didn't tell me what the name of this fragrance was, I would not have clocked vanilla or rice necessarily.
Oh, I think you...
Not so much rice. Vanilla, sure. I would think vanilla was a note in it because it smells like vanilla, but like it's quite floral to me.
I was going
to
say, smelling it blind, it's quite floral. Yeah. I'm getting equal parts like vanilla, warm starch, and florals. Like it's not floral forward, but it's not floral backward either.
I'm getting almost like musky floral, musky vanilla floral.
Yes.
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah. I might mistake the starch for musk now that you say that.
So, okay. On their website, they say notes of toasted rice, cherry blossom, coconut milk, vanilla, and then sugary floral notes of sakura blossom and jasmine nectar round out this incredibly charming perfume. Oh, okay. It's incredibly charming. But yeah. So as for the florals, the only hints we get are sakura blossom and jasmine nectar.
Okay.
Sure. Jasmine's in everything, man.
Everything, yeah. This doesn't smell like a jasmine bomb,
no,
though. I'll allow it.
It's cute. It's a very cute scent.
Is that what you think about it?
I think it's cute.
Okay.
You're not sold.
I'm not sold. You know, it's vanilla. I love vanilla. Like, well, who am I to complain? I'm sort of... It's a good... Listen, if you are intrigued by the name Vanilla Rice, you're going to love it. I think it's very good, very lovable. It's a great... Also, like, if you don't have a vanilla or you're looking for a new one, this is a really nice one
it
to have.
It is really nice.
I think I'm just sort of like, Ellis Brooklyn, what are we doing? You know,
we're doing vanilla.
I know,
but we're doing Royce.
It seems just a little, oh damn, like we're really just getting the, yeah, like all these trends into one scent. I think I would be more excited about this if we didn't have vanilla salt. Do you know what I mean? It's just like a lot of vanilla for the sake of vanilla. Yeah,
I think they're just discovering that they do, that's what people, that's become their calling card. And I will say they do vanillas really well.
They do everything really nicely. Yeah. I really love Ellis Brooklyn. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm excited by all the scents. All, can we get a moment for this bottle? This is a stunning bottle.
I love it.
It is a pastel pink matte translucent bottle.
Yeah.
And the juice in it is, you know, it's perfume, so it's yellow. And it just has this nice sort of like dimensional, almost glow to it. Yep. It is so pretty.
Now that I've sprayed it on skin, I've sprayed it on my hand, and I get a lot of the rice starch. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get a lot more starch. Okay. I kind of feel like all these Ellis Brooklyn vanillas are like becoming an overlap in the Dead Cool Milk universe.
How do you mean?
In that scent profile wise, they all to me kind of not smell the same, but it's like the same vibe. Of just like,
oh, vanilla, you know what? That's not a bad parallel, actually. Yeah. It's sort of like you're saying that vanilla is Dead Cool's milk.
Yes.
Like that musk accord is to Dead Cool, like vanilla is to Ellis.
I was thinking, smelled this. I was like, this reminds me of the Dead Cool mineral milk that doesn't smell that minerally or that milky to me.
Or that musky.
Or that musky. But it is, it's like its own secret third thing. It's like,
yeah. I guess to that I'll say.
But you're good. I like these.
Yeah, Dead Cool has something coffee coming out, too.
Ooh.
Yeah. But that's not me blowing up anything. They did something with Erewhon, and it was basically, like, they're in the visuals. Yeah, I think that if that's the case, which I think it is, I think that's a good... That actually makes me less of a hater. I think that... Yeah, never mind.
I feel like there's a lot of quote-unquote cool girl types who love Dead Cool. Uh-huh. And I feel like Ellis Brooklyn is not the opposite, but the sleeper where, like, you could wear vanilla salt... And everyone would be like, oh my God, you smell amazing. And then you're like, it's Ellis Brooklyn. You're like, oh shit, what? Unexpected.
Yeah. I will actually say love to Dead Cool down. Yeah. I think I prefer the Ellis Brooklyn collection more to the Dead Cool collection. Yeah, however, Dead Cool has like the cooler.
I think Dead Cool is a cooler brand. Mm-hmm. And that's no shade to Ellis Brooklyn.
No, not at all. They're
like slightly different audiences, but I do think the Ellis Brooklyn scents are
it's like
slept on
truly
maybe not to a lot of people maybe I'm wrong slept on by the bi-coastal liberal elites.
I'm rolling my eyes on this non-visual medium. Dead Cool has more of
like street cred
and if you know you know vibe.
Yes
and I hate to say that about like a massive aura brand, but
it's cooler.
Milk still has that, oh my God, what are you wearing? You know, like, oh, what is that? Is it you? Is it your like natural scent? Whereas, and not every brand has to be that. I also though think, if I'm being critical, I was just gonna say this, that I think Dead Cool is risking milk sort of running away with itself.
Oh, because they're flankering it out like crazy?
Which is fine, but I'm finding less and less milk in the milks.
Oh.
I loved Mochi Milk because it was a very me scent, but you could still had that staticky, like Ambroxan, whatever the hell. What was it? Beach Milk? Mineral Milk. Mineral Milk. I was like, okay, like where animal. Have we gone?
Yeah.
It felt, one, I got no milk in it. Two, it felt like a solar floral when everyone is doing them. So I'm, you know, I'm sort of Dead Cool to me. I'm landing the plane. Feels like they're doing a one for you, one for me. You know?
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, you know how people say a pop star will do the records that like the fans want and then the record that they want to make and then go back one for the fans or like one for the label. It feels like Dead Cool is sort of doing a, forgive me, but like one for Sephora, one for Dead Cool, one for Sephora, one for Dead Cool. So whereas Ellis Brooklyn, I feel like they're playing a little fast and loose, but it does feel more within their own brand.
They iterate on themselves really well, I will say.
I think what they have coming next is pretty okay, this is an expansion of what you're doing. I love the name, but we're not going to get to it.
Because
until next week. Speaking of vanillas, let's talk about Byredo Future Memories.
Yeah.
Can I say something?
What?
Thank God. I believe, I could be wrong here, but I think that Byredo's like original closest thing to vanilla was Seven Veils.
Mm.
It was a
throwback.
A vanilla, earthy, like heady, whatever. Yeah. It wasn't a, you know, this was before the vanilla craze, but I think the closest thing was Seven Veils.
Yeah.
And it was really nice. And then they discontinued it. And then they did Vanille Antique.
Oh, right.
Which I was so excited about. It was one of their X straights.
You didn't like it.
I just couldn't smell it on me.
That's so crazy because it smells crazy. Like, it smells so much on me.
Really?
It's crazy.
I have, that is truly the only thing that I've ever been like, where did it go? Like, I would spray it immediately and be so like, where the hell is this?
And what if you got like a
Factice?
Factice. Maybe. What if you got a Factice?
I must have, but like, it just went nowhere. And I like it. I think as a scent, because I have smelled it, as a scent, it's a, if Byredo is doing an X-rate of vanilla, I want them to put their whole pussy in it. And it just felt a little, okay, like that's a pretty safe vanilla. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Future Memories is their new vanilla. Mm-hmm. And I finally feel like they hit the bullseye with it.
This feels like pre-sale Byredo.
Yeah. It's vanilla for the sake of itself, but it is complex enough that there's a lot going on. It feels unique and it wears. It wears so nicely. It's just such a satisfying wear from the application to the next day. Oh, it's so pretty.
I actually thought it was like quite like really bold and really berry.
Berry?
Right out of the first spray. I get crazy berries, man.
It feels in the same way that my one vanilla reference, Kaoli Vanilla, feels like you get a lot of actual natural vanilla extract. There's a little bit of that. And then...
Okay, I'm not crazy. There is black currant.
Okay.
Okay, so on the Byredo email, marketing email that I received, Now Unveiled, Future Memories. It captures the tension between now and next. An invitation to live fully, to choose deliberately, and to blah, blah, blah. Okay, whatever. Bright notes of galbanum and black currant bring an immediate green freshness. That's what I'm smelling. Before powdery iris and warm labdanum settle softly on the skin. As the scent unfolds, vanilla, musk, and amber create a lingering trail. Intimate, luminous, quietly addictive, yada, yada, yada. Okay. So that's a lot of ingredients that to me, each ingredient is like its own accord.
I was going to say that like berries and iris to me,
it's a
like,
mashup.
Feel like they can easily be in competition with the vanilla, but this to me doesn't. Like, it feels like vanilla is riding on top of all of that, and they're like airing it out more, you know, letting it express itself more. But it's so nice. Ugh.
This was a scent that I feel I liked a lot more when it dried down quite a bit.
I love it in every stage.
It's very green.
Maybe green is the right word.
Like, I get the berry bush, not the berry itself.
Sure.
Like, the green freshness of the leaves.
Yeah.
It has a really crispy quality. It takes a while for the vanilla to pull up
on me. Not on me, girl.
I mean, you know, everything goes sour on me.
Yeah. This is, I think, I'm not only my favorite Byredo in a long time, I think it's their most solid release in a while.
I
will say that.
I think it is their most solid
release. What was the coconut one that they just did?
Alto Astral?
Alto Astral was good, but this is better.
I actually still have not smelled Alto Astral. I recently smelled, because they did a holiday preview this week that I went to, so I got to smell just a lot of the newer scents, and I smelled the Gypsy Water Absolue, which I was curious about because that was one of my original favorites from Byredo.
Don't we have that?
No, I don't have the Absolue, only the original.
What are we? Gypsy Water. Oh, Mojave Ghost.
Yeah. And the Absolue Gypsy Water is like super peppery on top, which was interesting because I was like, oh, that's a really cool addition that really changes the fragrance. And then as soon as it dried down after like 20 minutes, I was like, oh, and now it's just regular Gypsy Water again. Mm. I was like, oh, okay, never mind.
Did they have... at the preview late lunch?
No.
I want to smell that. I think it's an exclusive for someone somewhere.
Yeah, I was like trying to, like, no, I don't think they have that.
I really like Future Memories. Mm-hmm. I'll also say, and then finally shut up, loving vanillas in the way that I do, I, you know, we're getting a lot of them, and a lot of them are, I feel like vanillas for brands to have a vanilla in their collection, not exactly offer something new. Mm-hmm. This, I feel like, does both really nicely.
Yeah.
It's not like the most innovative, but it's unique enough and so good. I feel like it's hard to deny.
I don't know if I'm liking this, man.
Oh, I love it.
Like, I sprayed it on the crook of my elbow and I was like, I don't know.
I have had this for a while, actually. And the first time I wore it, I was like, thank God. They also, are they like rolling out a new bottle design?
For a little core? Bit. A little bit.
Because the other ones don't have this like cock ring on top.
Oh, you're right. It doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh, they did get new bottles.
Yes.
Also, the atomizer is different.
Yep. This is
it's silver and
I think
gold.
They just are starting to do their X-ray bottle with the core cap.
Yep. Interesting. I did really like the Bois Obscure extract.
Okay.
Which is one I had not previously gotten to smell. It's just like a really soft suede-y wood. Hmm. Like, I love that shit.
Yeah.
But Future Memories was done by Quentin Beach, which I guess is like a departure because Jerome Epinette does all of the Byredo scents.
Right.
But that's interesting because to me, this smells very much so in the Byredo universe.
Yeah, same.
Like, I would have just figured they followed a playbook.
Yeah. I've been saying this for a minute, though. I feel like Byredo lost the plot there for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I feel like All Swiss Straw was
the
a
plot
nice
to be found.
Sort of like, I think they're finding it again. I think like All Swiss Straw into Future Memories is a nice sort of like finding our way back.
Hmm. Okay, I gotta smell All Swiss Straw. I wonder how their body mists are doing.
So insulting.
How dare you? What else? What else do we have?
That was it.
I guess this is technically new, but.
Which one is it?
The Keyed Imaginaire. I like it, actually. It does smell like a slutty going out night scent. Okay, so I got this scent. I got hit up by the PR for Le Keyed Imaginaire, which is a name previously I'd only heard in the like perfume talk circle. I just wasn't really super familiar with the brand. I know they had that one viral hit, Blanche Bette, but they have a new collection, new-ish collection. So there's Ame de Fleur, which you are holding. Ame de Coeur. It could be Ame. I'm probably pronouncing that incorrectly. Les Eaux de l'Ame collection. Sure. I don't remember what Ame means. A with the accent M-E. I don't know what that means from my high school French. But they sent me a full-size bottle of Ame de Fleur.
This is like the biggest bottle of perfume I've ever seen.
It's a bludgeon.
It's like as big as a can of Miller Lite.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's a Miller High Life. The tagline says, the soul of a flower.
What is it?
The tagline says, the soul of a flower. Ah. So Ame may mean soul, actually. Inspired by the myth of Aphrodite, we're in our Odysseus era. Ugh. And the silent story of Anemone, a flower without scent, transformed into a bold floral presence rather than a literal bloom. Okay, that's very abstract. Anyway.
This is not a me scent, but it's very pretty.
It's so pretty. I get really like a dark purple night flower.
Yes, I was just going to say purple flower.
Yes, dark purple night flower. I get that like very almost like early 2000s Betsy Johnson aesthetic. There's something that's very nostalgic for me and I can't quite put my finger on it.
What I like about this, I mean, everything we've smelled today has been so sweet. This is deep, rich, velvety, heady floral.
Yeah.
And sure, there's a sweetness. This one's got a little sweetness to it, but it's not tied to that. It's
almost like a non-modern floral. There's something that doesn't read very modern about it, but I like that.
But also not like old.
Yeah. You
know, like not powdery.
Yeah, not opulent. There's something super nectary and resinous about it almost.
You're totally, totally right.
Yeah.
This is so pretty. Uh-huh. I don't think I could wear this all day. I think I would get sick of myself, but ooh, man, it's nice.
Yeah. What's also interesting is that they, in this collection, they had an Ame de Sable. And I was like, Sable, give me that scent.
Ask for it.
So, well, they sent me a Discovery set, which is great. And they had Ame de Sable, which is like, I guess, Soul of the Sand, which ended up being just like, okay. It's a little bit like, okay.
Oh, I think that's nice.
It's nice. It's just.
Which one is this? Is this one?
It's this one. It's nice. It was a little underwhelming for me, but my name means sand. What can I expect?
Yeah, that's fair.
Cool. So sand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's really sharp on the first spray, and the dry down is like quite nice and like sandalwoody and suede-y.
There's a really beautiful nectary heart in there, but the top is cardboardy.
Yeah. Huh. I was kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I got to smell Blanche Bette, which was the one scent I keep seeing on people's YouTube thumbnails.
Yeah.
And I think it was like kind, maybe like one of the first milky, musky scents that kicked off this whole milk, musk, skin scent thing.
What did kick off this milk?
This was one of them.
I think it was commodity milk.
I think it was happening a little bit before that.
Is that Blanche Bat?
Yes. It smells a lot like commodity milk.
Like what?
It like smells a lot like commodity milk in its way.
Hmm.
I totally get it. It has that soft, musky...
Put that on.
Yeah. Soft, milky, musky, but also almost like this almondy sweetness like from a Madeleine cookie.
A mandolin. It's got like that soft sweetness. It's everything you just said. That soft sweetness, a little musky, a little powdery. I think the powdery is making me a little uncomfortable as I proceed to put it on my skin.
It's nice. I was wearing it the other day and then I was like, this also has that staticky carbon paper Xeroxy effect that my beloved Louis Vuitton Phantasmagory has, which is great news because I'm like, that's expensive. I'm definitely not rebuying that.
Wait, this is really nice. Let me take all that shit back.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I can see why Blanche Bet blew up. By the time I learned about it, people were already snarking on it. So I was like, never mind. But Lakita Metrinier's other, I think, bestsellers, Dom Rosa, which again, I'm very bored by Rose. But I sprayed it on because I was like, I just want to know what all the fuss is about. Didn't love it from first spray. I was like, cool, you're a rose. What else? But on the dry down, completely different fragrance. Hmm. So good.
Hmm.
And I was like, okay, I see where you're going with this.
Can you send me their contact?
Yes.
You can't hide from me.
I know. I kind of want to call in a full-size bottle of Blanche Bat. But it's interesting because the brand looks very culty.
Yeah.
They have all these like Illuminati kind of symbols.
Yeah.
But what I thought was kind of interesting or kind of cool was that they refer to fragrance as like invisible charms in our bag charm era. That I was like, oh, that's like kind of a cute way to refer to fragrance.
I'll let them have it.
Anyway.
How old is that brand?
Excellent question. Because like they could be super old or they could be from like 2011. I mean, that's a while. That's like 15 years. So they've been around.
Yeah.
But now the perfume has blown.
I like this.
It's nice,
right? I like Blanche Bat.
I know. I knew you'd like it.
God, there's something... What is that?
It's like, you know, let me just fucking read it off the website.
Oh my God, there's something so familiar. It's like... fragrance and memory. Heard of it? Like, what am I getting off of this? Wow.
I'm kind of like White Beast. Is that...
What did you say, White Beast?
That's what Blanche Bat means.
Oh.
The White Beast. Okay.
Not go into that.
They say it in a much more fantastical way. Blanche Bat is the fragrance that will transport you to an enchanted garden where a mythical creature roams with notes of white flowers and opaline light. Ooh, I like that. Opaline light. This fragrance embodies the purity and magic of the legendary white horse with a single horn. So it's a unicorn scent. Great. Ambrette seed, milk accord. There you go. Mystical with a K. Jasmine vintage, tuberose petals, mahonial incense. Tonka, cacao, and musky vanilla.
This is actually, I think, the closest thing to actual milk that I've smelled. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like actual lactonic. Like a, you know what it fucking is? I feel like it smells like a baby's head.
I think that's, yeah.
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 I think that's
spot on.
That's so crazy. It smells so good though.
Yeah. I totally get it. That wow. Like skin set. That new person skin scent. It's really nice.
Well, this has gotten sufficiently weird. Thank you for tuning in. Follow us on Instagram at smellyoulater.mp3. You can hit our website at smellyoulater.live. Leave us a voice note. We'd love to hear from you. You can follow me at Tynan Buck.
I'm at Table 2 Stegra.
And until next time, we will smell you later.